Now, the Iranian armed forces have held the sixth day of massive military drills in the country's south. In the latest stage of the maneuvers, naval forces targeted moving objects with submarine-launched torpedoes. Also, a domestically built combat helicopter equipped with machine guns and rocket launchers carried out strikes against mock enemy submarines. The Iranian army's massive maneuvers cover an area from the east of the Strait of Hormuz to the southern parts of the Gulf of Aden. The exercises involve the deployment of different types of military hardware and weapons, both in water and on land. Well, the spokesman of the Iranian Air Force says the military drills that are being held in the country's south are the largest exercises carried out by Iran in the past 35 years. He made the remarks in an exclusive interview with Press TV.
In the past 35 years, we never had military drills on such a large scale. The drills are being held in an area of over 2,200,000 square kilometers. The difference between this maneuver and the ones we had in the past is that it is a joint drill between ground, naval, and air forces. We want all of our armed forces to work together and support each other. For example, if our naval forces at sea demand air support, our fighter jets must be able to get there as fast as possible. Iran is looking for peace and stability in the region, and a powerful army guarantees that.
Brigadier General Hossein Chitfurush said one of the aims of the maneuver is to pass the experience of the war with Iraq to the next generation of the forces. He said the drills are testing the readiness of the armed forces in face of a foreign threat. He said the country learned during the 8 years of war with Iraq to be ready to defend itself. The general said Iran's readiness is one of the reasons that no country dares to attack it. He added that despite the sanctions that have been imposed on Iran for the past 35 years, the army has managed to produce weapons and that sanctions have failed to stop the country's advances.